Hey guys, what's going on? For Instant Team Media, I'm Josh.
I'm Garrett.
And this is G&J Real Talk. How are we doing, guys?
We're doing great. Yeah. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good. It's a nice Sunday. So, who do we got here today?
We've got Jackson Wooten here. Emmett Reiner.
Howdy.
Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, what's this right here?
It is the Wava. It's the world's first Bluetooth trackable wax pen or cannabis vape pen. So not only that, it's magnetic, as you can see. It's sticking to this thing. And that's just so your cart stays level. So it's always kind of like a nice, clean hit. It's saturated with the oil, so it's going to hit a lot nicer.
Perfect. And it just looks clean.
Exactly.
So what made you guys start this whole thing?
So really, this is... Emmett was the start of this whole thing.
Yeah, so I guess 3 years ago in the freshman dorms here at CU, it was Crossman Hall. In my girlfriend at the time's dorm, I just kept losing my pen over and over, and I would, like, tear apart her room, tear apart, like, her bed. It always just cause a fool, and one time after, like, an hour and a half, I finally found my pen, and I, like, walk out of her room so pissed, and I had it in my hand, and I was like, I hate you, you stupid little device. And I am holding this pen, and I literally walk into this kid, Bates, a Sig guy here at Boulder. And when you're an electrical engineer, I used to work for Juul. We both know there's a way to put an air tag in one of these things. And he goes, dude, there's no way that doesn't exist. So freshman year goes by. I spent like half of my summer looking to try to find this thing because I was like, I just want to buy it. Honestly, yeah. I want to stop losing my pen and wasting half of my day. Yeah. And I couldn't find it anywhere. So eventually I go start looking through like patents and I realized just no one owns this tech. Like it just literally doesn't exist. And it would take 10 seconds to do it. I mean, AirTags exist. So I start hiding in my room trying to come up with like the math behind it, figuring out how it would work. And I can't come up with a shape. And I'm asking everyone if they have any shape ideas. Eventually, I run into this guy, and we're going to go smoke. And he goes, dude, how have I not seen you all summer? Like, where have you been? And I'm like, I've been hiding in the office, like, trying to find a shape. And he's like, what, are you stupid? Just make it hexagonal, like a pencil. And I was like, yo, low-key facts. So I went home and had someone 3D model it. And when you start simulating it, it wasn't just, like, dope and looked great, but it was unbreakable. Because, I mean, that's a big thing for me. I'm a big guy. I sit on my pens. They break in half instantly. So I was like, oh, wait a minute. It's this hexagon, strongest shape in the world. You can't bust it. So we get together. Like, let's try to do something. I send out some messages to some manufacturers. We spent, like, 2 months going around buying every wax pen we could find. Because we were like, if you want to kill the competition, you got to know the competition.
Right.
So,
smart.
A lot of fun research there, messing around. Eventually, we found this company, Plug Play, who's just the best pens out there in California. Went through the customs records of that company, found their manufacturer, hit them up, and they recognized my username from some Juul project like 3 years ago. And they were like, oh, yeah, 100%. So, we didn't hear anything back from them once they accepted to look at the project for like 2-3 days. It was definitely super stressful. And then they're like, you have a 424 area code. Are you guys in L.A.? And I was like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, great. We just put a team on a plane. They land in 12 hours, take them out to lunch. When they get there, pitch your product. Like 4 or 5 people show up. We spent all night trying to figure out where to take them. So we took them to some barbecue restaurant. They absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
And they were like, if we don't partner with you, you guys could kill us. So we spent the next 2.5 years designing like this perfect pen. Studied it and like tested it with like thousands of different people, seeing how people appreciate the device and what we can do to make it better. And eventually we made this pen that was absolutely perfect. Every time we gave it to someone, they said, this is the best pen I've ever had. Problem is, it was super, super, super expensive to manufacture. Like $30-$40 would make it like $200-$300 for a consumer.
Jesus.
Yeah.
But we're based here in Boulder, so we flipped around and partnered with the School of Engineering here, and they helped us redesign it from a manufacturing standpoint.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
It's the exact same pen, but it's super cheap to manufacture now, which means our margins are way better, and we can pass that on to our retailers. Their margins are way better. So people want to carry it. We can get this super high quality device for like nothing. We always say it's a Ferrari at the cost of a Prius.
Dude, that's sick. Yeah. Ooh, it looks like a fucking Ferrari, bro.
And after about 3 years now, we launched a month ago here in Boulder. You can pick us up sometimes on activations on campus at wavalabs.com, UAVALABS.
Okay.
Or you can pick us up across Instagram and Snapchat.
Yeah, right on, man. Yeah, and as you can see, I've already got one. And I've told everyone and their mom about it, literally.
So if you've got one, have you tried to do the blinker? Because as you know, we're also the longest blinker time on the market. Yeah,
15 seconds.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to do that. We'll have a segment at the end seeing who can blinker the lava.
I still can't. That's a risky
game you're playing right there.
Yeah, this guy's CEO and he can't do it.
Oh my God, I think I'll get about 7-8 seconds maybe. And then you'll just see my face turn red and I'll go like a popper.
Dude, even and I'll be on the ground. It hits like a motherfucker.
Mm. Oh,
oh
yeah.
My God.
Which is nice because the whole thing about Wava is we didn't want to direct people on how they smoke. So some companies will only let you go for like 5-6 seconds. Some will cut off at 10. Some will tell you can only use this heat setting or this or that. We just wanted to make this device that lets you do whatever you want. Kind of like figure out the smoking pattern that works for you. And that works throughout your day. So with 15 seconds, sometimes you only get like 5 or 10 seconds in the back of the kitchen to take a rip. And then you got to work for the next hour. Yeah. So I think it really just flows for a lot of people. I think 16 seconds, it's a great challenge, but I think barely anyone can try it. And if you can do it, please send a video to us. Yes. We would love to see it.
Yeah, you guys should do like submissions.
Get a little blinker challenge. Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll send you like a little bracelet or something.
Some stickers and shit.
I blinkered the lava.
Dude, actually not a bad idea.
If you can blinker a lava and you email help@wavalabs.com, UAVALABS.com, we will send you some merch. I promise you that.
100%.
Right, 2 days shipping and everything.
First, guys.
Yeah.
Jesus. Go ahead and follow their Instagram.
There's our website right there.
Wavalabs.
Wavalabs.com right on the side right there. But yeah.
Well, right on. And yeah, I heard you guys also do a little charity work too.
Yes. So each of the founders, we decided, I mean, we want to be super community-based. We're all from LA, and that kind of shaped our understanding of the cannabis industry. And growing up in LA, it's a big thing. It's a big culture. And we wanted to each give back to our community in kind of our own way, because each of us have had very different lives growing up in LA. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate very different parts of the city and the community. So each of the founders chose their own charity based on kind of their own personal things. Right. So I chose Heal the Bay because I'm a surfer. I love going to the beach, and Santa Monica Bay is just, when it rains, you can't go in the water. It's so dirty. So I chose Heal the Bay because I want the bay to be cleaned up.
LAFD. I chose LA Fire. Used to volunteer at the fire department. So we've always donated a portion of our sales to LAFD, which now makes a whole lot of sense, being a Palisades-based company.
Yeah.
And then our third co-founder donates to a no-kill dog shelter. So if you open your box when you get your Wava, there's going to be a card on it. There's going to be a letter from us as a team thanking you, because it really does mean the world. Every single time someone buys a unit, we get a notification, we know.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the back is the charity that your device donated to. So it's randomized on which one you get. And each device also plants a tree in an underprivileged community. So and it's not just a tree for oxygen, but the whole point of it being an underprivileged community is it's a fruit tree. So now you're providing fruit as well as a job. Someone's got to go water it. Someone's got to go pick it.
That's
someone's
so
got to
cool,
go maintain
man.
It.
So I didn't
partner
even know
with
that.
Now Trees
yeah.
of the Future too.
What?
So top to the bottom, Wava's donating all the time. Also, all of our operations are carbon negative or carbon neutral. So we're never putting out carbon. And at best, if we can, we're actually paying to double the amount of carbon we're taking out as we're putting out. So we're actually carbon negative, almost like a tree.
Wow.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys aren't on Wava's website right now, I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I'm pretty sure when I got my Wava, it was donated to the LA Fire Department. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which they needed more than ever, man.
Yeah.
So,
LA
Fire Department, it's WODFF, so it's the Widows, Orphaned, and Down Firefighters Fund. So, if a firefighter gets injured on the line of duty, if they have medical bills, it's paying for that. If, unfortunately, they pass away, you're paying for the widow's support as well as the college fund of the kid.
Oh, my God.
Okay. In addition, you're also helping. So, LAFD is only paying for firefighting equipment, but they're not inherently paying for equipment to keep your body safe. So, it's paying for new boots, new gloves, and new turnouts, those yellow or black pieces of equipment you see those guys wearing on the outside to help try to keep everyone as healthy and as long as possible, because obviously lung cancer is a big issue.
Yeah.
So, you're also paying for decontamination tanks. The LAFD donations definitely go far.
Yeah.
Love well, that's awesome, dude. Yeah, Garrick and I mean, I've been talking his ear off about this whole shebang. And I met these guys sophomore year when they were kind of getting into it a little bit. And I know I saw the prototype that picked me up from the airport one time. I was like, holy fuck, it's real.
Yeah.
And then, and yeah, I think it's just sick to see this thing come to life. Because, dude, seriously, I mean, this is the, it's the next generation of vaporizing the cannabis industry. And, I mean, for a fair price, you're getting a fucking bang for your buck. You won't have to buy another one. So, definitely go check their website out. It's on their Instagram and then also Safari. Yeah. And then come into the Fitter soon, maybe.
Soon.
If you're in Boulder and you know the Fitter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Check us out at the Fitter. Check us out across campus at CU Boulder. We'll have some pop-up events going on there in the UMC. And then we'll even be partnering with Snag when they come back. Long Dude. Live Snag.
Oh, R.I.P. Oh, yeah. Snag.
R.I.P. Snag.
You're from Boulder, you know about Snag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, Emmett, you were about to snag before we even got here.
I was picking out my phone to go snag a yerba, and I had to go right across the street in the snow.
Poor so Snag, man.
Yeah.
The fires, they followed us here.
Yeah, dude. What the hell? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you guys want to get into that. They're from the Palisades, so.
Yeah. So that was,
very rough.
We are a Palisades-based company through and through. I think on the bottom of the box it says design in West LA, and that's what we're getting at. In fact, in the fires, so we all had to evacuate pretty early, and we had to get out of there, and they got pretty close to Jackson and I. My whole neighborhood's gone.
Jesus, dude. I'm so fucking sorry, man.
So we realized after the first night, and we were barely sleeping, we wake up and Jackson goes, the units, a lot of the units are still in the fire. So we got in the car and we drove back into the fire. A cop even pulled us over as we were getting in. He's like, who are you guys? We're like, we're freelance photographers. And he just goes like, God rest you. God be with you.
This guy gets out of the car and he's like, just let me handle this. And I'm like, Oh God. I'm sure it's going to work out. And we have two other friends with us in the back of the car that want to go check on their houses, too. And I just remember him talking to the cop, and they're like, what do you think he's saying? And I'm like, I'm willing to bet he's showing them that Kodak follows him on Instagram. And he gets back in the car with a little smile on his face, and I'm like, that worked, didn't it? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what did you do? He's like, I showed them my Instagram.
I was a photographer, and they're like, do you have any evidence? He's like, oh, I got an Instagram. And I showed him, and he's just like, I do.
Right, go for it.
Dude. So we drive into the fires, and had to kind of navigate around the downed poles, these burned out cars. We went much farther than like the news was going in, just because we were so dangerous. The streets were flooded out. We saw like this firefighter like crying on the side of the road. We zoom in to his house, and I see him just get out of the car basically before it's even stopped and sprint in. And we don't have house keys or anything, and like so he busts through his door and gets in there, and all of a sudden I see him run out, and he's holding this big box of our units. And I almost started crying. I was like, holy shit. Because if our company, if our units
burned
up. If
we lost those, we would have been. That
company would have gone up in flames.
Yeah. Dead in the water.
So he runs out, and we have this big red stripe on the side of the box, so we know it's from China. And it was just amazing. And then we had to run back in and start going through his brother's girlfriend's, like, snowboarding bag to steal, like, her snowboarding goggles and, like, COVID masks just so we could, like, see and breathe.
Right. It was like, an insane environment there. We drove in, and it was, like, within 5 minutes, you're suddenly on, like, a movie set. It was, like, smoke everywhere. Yeah. The sky is, like, orange-red. It's, like, sunset, and it's, like, the middle of the day.
Right.
And, yeah, we had to get, like, snowboard goggles and balaclavas and, like, find all the old COVID mask stashes. Oh, because it was like you're breathing in toxic all these old houses that are burning, all the lead paint and asbestos is like you're now breathing that in.
In there for like 3-4 minutes, and all of a sudden you're like, why do I want to fall to my knees and just throw up?
Why does my head hurt so bad?
So we were in there for about 2 days, and I had the car's air filters replaced because it's gonna be pretty bad. I think in the next few years it's gonna come out that anyone who was there was probably exposed to a lot of stuff. And we just leased this car. It's pretty new, and it comes out, and the air filter was solid black. And the technician was like, what were you guys doing? And so my dad keeps calling my car the fire truck. We also apparently destroyed 2 of 4 wheels, which we didn't even know.
Oh, shit.
Until We still apparently getting like alerts from the car because it like sends you those notifications. Mm-hmm. So when we were in there, we took on a nail and we destroyed a wheel. Oh, and then shit. I think somehow we managed to destroy a second wheel. But we were able to get to some houses and save some properties. Yeah. So as far as I'm concerned, pretty worth it.
Yeah.
Good year. Worth it. Yeah, toss some free tires. Good year. Or blimp ride. Or blimp ride.
I'd rather a blimp ride.
I've actually been on the Goodyear blimp.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
So my dad worked for Skechers, and they may have like Goodyear soles on their shoes, and somehow he was like the guy that was like the Skechers representative, and he would deal with the Goodyear representative. And this guy, I think, is part of his, like, Goodyear's ability to, like, make deals. It was like, yeah, like, I could get you on the Goodyear blimp and make some stuff happen. So there's like no one really knows when it's gonna happen because it's the pilots that fly it. Like they get to choose when it goes up and down because it's just like massive balloon. Yeah. It's so volatile. So they were like, be on standby sometime in the next like 10 months. You're gonna get a call and you'll have like an hour to get to like an airbase. And so I was a summer camp counselor at our local park for little kids, and I get a call. My dad is like, hey, like, you need to find, like, someone to cover you now. Like, go tell your boss you're leaving. And I was like, why? And he's like, 'cause I'm going to come pick you up in, like, 45 minutes, and we're going to go on the Goodyear blimp. And I was working with one of my best friends, and he called his parents and be like, I'm going to go on the Goodyear blimp. And they were like, no, you can't go.
They're like, you got
to
stay.
I remember he was like, what? Like, he literally goes to people, and he's like, what? And his mom was like, yeah, like, I raised you to, like, not leave work early, like you can't go. And he's like, mom, my boss said it's chill.
Poor kid.
I work at a summer camp. There's like 30 counselors for like 30 kids, and I'm literally gonna go in the Goodyear blimp. And his mom's like, absolutely not. No. So my dad comes, picks us up. I wave goodbye to my friend, you know, in the window. And we drive all the way down to like, I don't even know what it's called, like Carson City, where like the K1 speed is in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone from LA could tell you where that big K1 speed is. It's just a massive blimp sitting there on the side of the highway. It's like not in an airport or anything. It's just like in a field. So yeah, we go, we watch like a 10-minute safety video on like what to do in your blimp ride. And it was basically don't mess with the pilot. And it's supposed to be, like, two other families were with us. No one else showed up. They both, like, didn't make it in time. So they, like, walk us out to this field, and all of a sudden the blimp comes, and, like, they, like, drift it in. It's crazy. And they have these, like, 10 dudes that are all built like The Rock. Like, they're all massive, bald, or, like, man ponytail dudes. And they just sit there, and, like, they're literally just, it's a joke. They're just sitting there and lifting weights until the balloon drifts in, or the blimp, and they all run out, and they, like, grab onto it, and they all, like, pull it down, and they're basically sitting on the ground. So you have 10 dudes holding the blimp down, and you, like, they open the little door, and it literally is just, like, a van on the bottom of a massive tube. Oh. It's just, it looks like a Ford E150, and you like get in the side door, and it's literally just like two seats, and two seats in the front, but one, like, the driver's seat is just like has all these like little flight controls. And the guy goes, where do you want to go? Do you want to go over like the port of LA, or do you want to go over like towards downtown? And they're like, let's go over the port. And we pull up, did like an hour and a half. The guy knew the pilot was awesome. He knew every single thing. Like, he does it probably 10 times a day for like 5 years. So he was like, he knew every single fact. Like, you could point at any building, and he's like, that's so-and-so built in like 1842. It's operated by so-and-so. We got to go over a prison, which was dope.
Oh, shit.
Prison break. Yeah, no, seriously. We got to go over like the Port of LA and like see all the boats. And then we went over a big soccer game and like did some stuff for that maybe. And then we pull in. And what you don't see from the outside is how the blimp gets down. Is it basically points its nose at the ground and goes straight down. And then at the last second, like, pulls up until the guys run out and grab it. Oh. And then they pull it, like, back down. So we really thought we were going down. That was pretty scary. Yeah. And then,
what is it like inside? I've heard it's loud.
It was like so really chill. Loud. It was really? So they just redid all the blimps. Actually, follow Goodyear Blimp. It's a hilarious Instagram. Follow it. It's like they make TikToks with the blimps. They're unreal funny. But so they just, I guess, put out all the new blimps. So the one I was on is like gone. and it's like a Zeppelin now or something. But the blimp I was in was like super quiet. It was just like nice big blue seats. So you would literally just see them like, oh, you want to get down closer and like look at this thing? And they would just open up the balloon. And you're like, please close it.
Like, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, you're like, please close it. Like, I'm not messing with this at all. But yeah, it was like a dope 2-hour experience. And then when I got off, someone was like, just appreciate it. Like, that's never going to happen again.
Dude, you're so
Having to be on standby is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you can't buy a ticket on the blimp. They don't do anything with it. They really only do it for like business stuff and for charity. So okay. It's like you donate for at Christmas, what's it, Toys for Tots. So, there's like a chance that like they're super big on that. They'll put you on the blimp for that.
Okay.
I think, well, the first time ever, if you buy a set of tires, it's like a lottery this year for like one ride to go on it. Yeah.
How much do you think it costs to like upkeep blimps?
That thing, there's no way it's cheap. I mean, also have a bunch of them. People don't know that. There's like 7 or 8 of them.
Like, and they have names. Comparison. To like a school bus or
it's so much bigger.
I want to know.
I thought there were only like a few blimps in the world.
Yeah, I think there are. I think there's Zeppelins. I think blimps are like gone. I think they're all technically Zeppelins now, which is
what's
like
a Zeppelin.
just from following them on Instagram because they post this every once in a while. I think it's like a blimp is a legit balloon and a Zeppelin is a metal
structure
that's a balloon around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah, they're huge.
No, they're absolutely massive.
Compared to...
Oh, dude, that Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
You can see that.
Yeah, they look a little bus that tows them around.
$100,000 typical day operation.
$100,000
operation?
Day?
Yeah. Oh, bro, and they have like 8 of those? That's crazy.
Yeah. They all have names, too.
Jesus.
I think the one in LA
it's all just for marketing, right?
I mean,
it's literally just a market.
Yeah, well, they do, like, TV stuff, too, but, I mean, that's also just marketing, where it's, like, aerial footage brought to you by Goodyear Blimp.
Yeah.
But, I mean, anyone from LA knows, like, when you look up and you see the Goodyear Blimp, there's, like, oh, they're doing, like, Riviera Golf. And you know, you almost, like, know the season based on, like, where the blimp is and, like, what it's doing.
Okay. That's so crazy. That's a lot of money.
I'm good until I die. I'm good until I die. Just because that experience, like, I don't trust any other tires. Just because that little blimp experience. And the best part is that blimp has, like, this tiny little wheel, and it's, like, the weirdest shape on it. And I kept asking, like, who makes the wheel? Because, like, it barely looks like a wheel. I don't know how to describe it. And it's, like, this thing that the blimp, like, when it goes down, it, like, bounces off of. And they were like, oh, we do. Like, we had to go make, like, a special wheel just for the blimp.
Oh, shit.
So there's a special wheel size that's just for the Goodyear blimp, and they're the only ones that make the tires for it.
That's pretty
crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be a nervous wreck if I got on a blimp.
That shit, like a hot
being
air
in the
balloon
air,
or anything.
Like
that.
I can't.
It does
do
sound
hot air
scary.
Balloons.
I feel like there's, what do you
so
do if that thing, like, pops?
Oh,
think about a fucking.
It's over. Yeah, it's over. There's no fail safe.
No,
there's not wings like an airplane. You can at least kind of glide down.
Yeah.
No,
like you're out in the open. Like,
once
it hits something,
the balloon pops.
Yes or
okay,
no,
this
helicopter.
Kid fucking loves helicopters.
My brother's all in that.
He's got a little
tism. Never get that helicopter.
I could do a helicopter.
You think? You're like a helicopter.
I
want to
be able to.
I don't know.
A helicopter.
The Kobe thing freaks me out.
Oh, yeah.
If Kobe can die in a helicopter, that's scares me.
So can you?
Oh yeah,
so
yeah.
Can you.
If Kobe can die in a helicopter, I can definitely die in a helicopter. I'm not Kobe.
100%.
Oh,
facts.
That's scary. But then at the same time, it's like I feel like we talked about this before, where the pilot, if you're Kobe's pilot, I feel like you're kind of like constantly on edge. Like,
I
feel like that's a stressful job.
Yeah. You know they FedEx the pandas from China.
That's
how they move pandas.
Crazy
around.
Cross.
Like,
someone Google it right
panda?
Now. Like the pandas. Like the pandas in San Diego, they just came back like a month ago. They FedExed them. FedEx is like panda transport. They got a plane
they
with
use
a panda
FedEx.
On it. FedEx is the panda transporter.
Why not UPS?
Because they're lacking.
They're
lacking.
Why not send
Dude,
them?
If you were to be a fucking animal, I'd want to be a panda.
I'd
want to
be a panda.
Or a sloth, dude.
A sloth?
Yeah, bro.
What?
Chill in a tree all day, man.
You're moving so slow.
I
like,
know.
Do you realize how slow?
My mind
moving?
Works way too fast, so I'd like a little switch up. I got ADHD.
That's a major switch up.
I know, exactly. It's like taking fucking 3 edibles. And then
I feel like
they
sloths.
Have a dedicated program called the FedEx Panda Express.
Wow.
Panda Express.
Speaking of, this kid loves Panda Express.
Oh, yeah. Panda Express.
For no reason.
See, that's what I'm saying. They hate it. They don't like Panda.
Panda's amazing. I wish Chipotle and the Palisades was still Panda.
Panda Express?
Yes.
Wrong kind of Panda, but man, Panda Express is good. But I had Panda Express before class for the first time in like months the other day. Oh my god, I thought that they roofied me. I was in class, I was fully energetic. I walk in class, I was literally like sitting there like this, trying not to fall asleep. I don't know like if it was that much sugar and salt in it. Oh my god, I couldn't keep my eyes open for like the
next
hour.
Wait, did you go to the Panda at the UMC?
Yes.
Yeah,
see,
don't do that.
You can't go to that
one. Dude, there's a picture of a panda on the thing.
No, yeah, Panda Express. It's a, like its own plane and everything.
That's actually...
So imagine being that pilot and being like, I fuck up...
Oh yeah, you're fucked.
Panda team?
Dude, I need that so best. Sick.
Yo, could you imagine if that thing got loose on the plane?
Oh my god.
Imagine you're just back there with this panda. You're like, yo, I have nowhere to go.
Pandas are dangerous.
Air traffic control.
Not, like...
Dude, pandas definitely are. Are you kidding me? It's just
look
a,
at
it's
it.
A bear. Okay, it's just true. Black and white.
I think it's one of those things where it's not like a killer, but it's definitely just like
it's
so
like
big.
Orca,
it, like,
have you ever seen an orca like do that thing where they'll come up and then they'll fucking shoot up and knock out their prey, like the
mm-hmm.
prey.
Yeah, they
oh,
purpose.
Dude.
They'll like flip
what?
Boats on
they'll
purpose.
Like,
yeah,
oh, dude.
What?
Or like if it's... they see a seal sitting on a thing of ice, they'll come up
just
under
it
and like flip it off of the thing. They'll smack the ice and throw the seal off. No, the thing about orcas that freaks me out is they'll like kill things for fun.
Oh yeah,
oh
dude, they're...
it is well documented.
Dude, also,
that, like,
I hate being in the ocean. Like if I'm in the ocean, I look around and I can't see. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
there's just an like a.
There's a name for that. It's like a fear of a vast space.
Oh,
around.
Whoa!
It
is. Whoa! Wait. Shit! It just gets clocked.
Oh, that's a shark too.
Yeah.
Like a great white.
Why was it moving so fast?
Dude, that thing.
Filming
is...
this, how long were they just sitting there, like
watching
this shark waiting?
Yeah.
Bro, if you could speak to like an orca, that'd be dope.
I mean, they do talk to each other.
What would you say?
Please don't eat me like I'm a friend. But personally, you never catch me out there. I can't swim, so you're not catching me near water.
Where are orcas? Are
they're in the they're north. They're
north.
In the cold.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. No. I feel like they're
for
all
their
in
body
the Pacific. Tip? I don't know, but I know they're in Alaska. I've seen them in Alaska before.
You've been to Alaska. You've
yeah,
seen
I went
them
fishing
personally.
In Alaska one time.
That's fucking
with
sick.
My dad. That was such a sick trip. And yeah, we saw orcas from very far, but yeah, you have to steer clear of those
that's
things because they will purposely flip fishing boats for fun.
They just also kill salmon and they wear them as hats.
Yeah,
it's like they like pick up on trends. It's like a big thing whales do.
I did the fat burger challenge when I was 13, I think.
Jesus.
I think that one's like 9 patties on a burger.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I felt horrible after that. I think I threw up when I got home. Yeah, professional, like, eating competition
yeah.
people, I don't understand that. How do you train for that?
It just doesn't seem fun. Maybe you can train your body to, like, get on board with
probably.
It.
Probably.
Can we talk about the fact that the hot dog guy was banned from this year's hot dog eating competition?
Oh, or Joey Chestnut?
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, Joey Chestnut
yeah.
was not
yeah.
in this 4th of July.
Well,
he was not well because he signed a contract
with
like, a different hot dog company.
No. I think it was because it was like Beyond Meat hot dogs is what he signed with. And they were like, no, you have to eat real hot dogs with real meat. Because I think the argument was like the Beyond Meat hot dogs are not as filling or satiating as the real ones.
Oh, so it's kind of like
cheating.
Yeah. Cheating, I guess, but I mean,
wow.
I feel cheated. By
he
the
was like
he wasn't
the champ.
The competition.
I know.
Yeah.
yeah,
I don't think
he's
ever lost.
Viewer.
I feel like anyone that like knows like the hot dog eating contest just thinks of Joey Chestnut. There's not
mm-hmm.
there's not another
yeah.
name that I can think of.
No. I saw something that like he eats like 2 cabbages or something, 2 heads of lettuce or
oh.
something like that
what?
For water content. I don't know how that helps or why that's a thing, but like, it's like a sport.
Can you like put ketchup on the hot dog? No, because they're trying to eat them fast.
I feel like you wouldn't want to. Yeah, no.
Dry ass.
They put the bun in the water and they mush it down and then they throw the sausage down.
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I guess that's a strat, but still. I can only eat 3 hot dogs and then I'm like, yeah, I'm good for a month.
Ooh, okay. This is one of my favorite things to bring up. All right. Road trip, you get 3 items. Chip, candy, drink. Jackson, you start.
Chip, candy, drink.
You gotta think about this.
This is easy.
All right. Emmett already has his answer.
I mean, we road trip so much. Okay. Like, we go all over the country to go, like, try out different products and, like, meet different people and, like, try to meet different markets. Unsweet iced tea, biggest fucking cup possible, just because you gotta piss yourself the entire road. You just want to ruin the road trip. Yeah, why not?
Stop every 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You want your driver to hate you. Candy, you gotta go something, like, sour. So, you ever had Rips? It's like sour, like Rips.
Bro, if fuck I see off. Rips, those are my favorite.
Okay, Rips and
green or red?
They got blue. They got blue now, and it's fantastic. Blue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mind's blown. Yeah, I genuinely okay.
Rips, unsweet tea, and a Wava pen in your little 15-second blinker time. It's the best 10 minutes of your life, and then you're absolutely passed out.
I love driving with this guy just sleeping next to me.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes I wake up, and I just, like, have, like, the pen in my hand or, like, the fucking candy. So I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, we've gone 3 states.
Yeah. All right, chips.
Controversial opinion, Lay's baked.
That's not controversial whatsoever.
That is the
original. Yeah, see, I was waiting for the
original.
The original.
Yeah, no.
They just
perfect.
Don't.
No, especially when you're stoned, they're like,
so good.
Yeah, perfect amount of like salt, like whatever bullshit consistency that is, to where it like dissolves the second you touch it. Cheeto Puffs.
Yes.
Cheeto Puffs go crazy.
Gotta
then
be the
you're,
puffs, though.
Yeah,
then you're messed up with Cheeto stuff all over your hands, and now you're in the car. And you want to turn up the music, and you mess it up for everyone.
You know what gets in your fucking cuticles, and you're like, inside your nails. And like, tomorrow you wake up, you're like, fuck, dude.
It takes forever to wash
fingernails.
Okay, so we had iced tea, Rips, and baked Lays.
Yes.
That's a... All right, I'm on board with that. I don't know about y'all, but...
That's solid. That's I don't know about unsweetened iced tea.
It's a great
tea,
one.
Yeah. The drinking the chips threw it out for me.
Yeah, no.
You're not fucking
with it. The iced tea, I don't like.
Nah.
But the Lays and the Rips, I'll fuck with.
Sweet tea only. I hate iced tea.
Can we do a feature on the kid in Texas that just said he hates iced tea?
Shut the fuck up.
Someone take this kid's birth certificate. Send him to, like, L.A.
Actually, I'm from Singapore. I was born in Singapore.
That explains it.
Okay, I'll start with the chips, because this one just immediately came to my mind. Tapatio Doritos.
Is that the red bag?
It literally just has like the Tapatio guy with the sombrero on the front. Tapatio Doritos.
Okay.
So fire.
Okay.
Way better than hot Cheetos. Okay, those. Drink Red Bull because I'm on a road trip, and that's all I get when I'm on a road trip. And then for the candy, I'm not that big of a candy guy, but I want to go Blue Rips, but I can't double down. No, I need to have my own.
I think if it was Jackson's dream, his dream candy would be like 8 McDonald's McGriddles.
Sure.
Yes.
He's sitting there pulling from the bag that's next to me in the bathroom seat the entire time. And then I'm waking up from my pen rip to like him rummaging
sausage
in a bag
McGritty.
Sausage McGritty.
Yeah. With some RSO all over it.
What?
What's RSO?
RSO is like this cannabis oil. You'll see it in like a syringe sometimes.
He means like a pot.
It just kills you.
He means he's injecting his McDonald's food with pot. With straight milligrams.
It ruins you.
So, Red Bull, Tapatio Doritos, and a McGritty.
Spiked McGritty.
Spiked McGritty. Yeah, that's my candy. It's got syrup in it.
It's just sweet. It's
sweet. Yeah.
I like a McGritty.
Yeah.
One time we were on a party bus and we didn't have like, somehow like our pens were dead, the joints were gone, the alg is gone. And he's like, I have this RSO needle. Like, you want like a dose? Like, we have nothing to put on. I'm just going to squirt it in your mouth. And I was like, word. So I'm like basically T-bowing in like the back of this bus. And he's like squirting with a needle pot, like oil into my mouth from like a foot away. And we both look over and this chick just has her phone out with a flash on and is straight filming us. And it's one of those like straight on buff chicks moments. Where you're just like, I'm cooked. Like, I'm going straight to her group chat right now.
Yeah. For sure.
And she goes, what the fuck are you guys doing? She
yeah, the whole like, bus is like, what are you squirting a syringe
of? She thought
we
were doing like hard drugs.
Sure, it looks like
that.
That couldn't have looked good.
No
context.
Yeah, no.
She thought we were doing like oral heroin.
Yeah.
She was so confused.
All right, what's your three?
My three? I want to double down on the Rips, but I'm not. I have to be original. Weird take. If I have the time, probably don't. But, you ever frozen trolleys? In the freezer.
Gummy worms?
Yes.
Mm. Freezing gummy worms?
Holy shit.
That makes my jaw hurt.
No. No, 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 no. The little ones. Like the little...
Jack used to do this
the little ones. Dude, try it. Go get a bag of Trulies. The purple ones are my favorite. Put them in the freezer for literally like 5 minutes. They don't have... Like, you don't want it, like you said, to be like you're gonna break your jaw. But like just a little cold. Make... It's the best fucking thing. Like, have you ever had Froyo and you put Sour Patch into it? Okay, and then it's a little hard...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what sense. I mean. And then chips, I'm gonna go the red sun chips. The salsa.
Oh, those are the flavor of sun chips.
That's like the chips you got at like a school lunch with like
a sandwich. No, those are my favorite.
They give you on a plane.
And then drink yellow Gatorade. For sure.
I'm down with that. Wait, what bottle? Yeah, straight from the gator's teeth.
Yes, exactly. Nipple bottle, exactly. Crazy. All
right, you need the nipple bottle.
What's yours?
Gatorade scares me. Because it's like,
is it the flavor?
No, Gatorade's dank, but like I keep seeing.
Oh, you know what? Body armor.
No, I keep seeing posts about like the coloring. Apparently, like the blue Gatorade's supposed to fuck you up if you're like a 20-year-old dude.
In what way? Because that's the like one I drink a lot. That was about to be my like drink with the blue Gatorade.
Dude, go get your shit checked. Go get your numbers checked, bro.
What numbers?
Like all of them, bro. Just go get some blood.
Just
check.
A full checkup.
Yeah, it's
necessary.
I just think like blue's fucked up and red.
I feel like red.
Up.
Oh, dude, red has to be the worst.
Ever since I was a kid, my mom was like, "Do not drink red Gatorade."
Yeah,
and I'm glad like. It's like that with that red.
I'm glad I only drink yellow Gatorade.
It's not any better.
Only, yeah. It's probably the same, but yeah. All right, Garrick.
I'm gonna go blue Gatorade. I'm rocking with the blue Gatorade. Shit.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. If that's how I go out, that's how I go
out.
You're
not swinging. I respect you.
Candy. I'm probably gonna just go. Give me. Airheads. Give me like just like a variety pack of Airheads.
Interesting.
Well, what format? Because I got like 30 different kinds.
Yeah, I like the little bites.
The bites. I like the. So I don't like the full long Airhead bars, but like the
little Halloween
the,
bar.
Yeah, like the Halloween.
Like when you're
bars.
At checkout and they're like 30 cents. Oh, and you're just like, here's $5.
Or like in the bags you get at like Costco or Sam's, like the big candy bags, like the little small.
What is mystery flavor? Just like
the white one? Yeah. I know what you're talking about. The white one is supposed to be
like a mystery flavor. So like whatever pack you get, the basic pack's like what? Grape, blue, orange,
red.
And red. So cherry. So it's supposed to be one of those flavors.
It's not like a specific flavor.
It was like an unlocked.
Yeah.
Unlocked. No, it's not like just a random flavor. It's one of the flavors that it's in the bag.
Oh, they just start packaging it.
Yeah, special silver. Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a game. You gotta figure out which one you got.
I've always thought it was great. Mm. Maybe I'm just getting unlucky.
I think I did.
I've gotten cherry ones. Like, you got cherry? I can taste the hint of cherry in it for the red.
You know Costco's getting rid of Pepsi? Whoa. I just saw that today.
What?
They're all in on Coca-Cola.
Wow. Really?
Damn. Pepsi or Coca-Cola? I'm Coca-Cola.
This country's on the rise.
Ooh, I'm not a big soda guy. I don't like soda.
I had to cut it. I used to drink like literally 2 liters of Diet Coke a day. Me and my friend Noah in high school would literally drink so much Diet Coke. It was disgusting. Like, if we went to a party, he would text me and be like, "I'm gonna bring a 6-pack of Diet Coke." Like, let's do it. Yeah, easy. And then my freshman year roommate, or like, I can't even say roommate, but I basically lived in his dorm. David.
Yeah. Like, you did not live in his dorm, but you slept in his dorm a lot.
I slept in his dorm a whole lot. He literally bullied it out of me and was like, "You can't keep drinking soda. It's going to make you stupid. It's like, your brain." So now I just drink iced tea, and that's why I drink like literally 20 teas a day. If you ever see me on campus, I probably have like iced tea in my hand.
Yeah, some type of tea.
Yeah,
but if I drink soda now, since it's been like 4 years since I quit it, it, like, I actually want to spit it out. It just tastes like syrup to me now.
So is it like...
Except Sprite. Anything that's, like, uncolored, I'll go uncolored. Or, for some reason, Dr. Pepper.
Ginger ale?
Love a Dr. Pepper.
On the plane.
Oh, sure.
He's like, ginger, I don't know why. When I'm on a plane...
orange juice on a plane.
Nah, ginger ale.
No, ginger ale.
Are you getting the pretzels or the cookie? I get pretzels.
Dude, no, I'm getting the cookie.
Pretzels.
I'm not a pretzel
guy. The variety pack, though. It's kind of like Chex Mix.
Oh, well, if they have Chex Mix.
Well, no, it's not Chex Mix.
If you fly Delta, you get that little Biscoff cookie.
Oh, that. Ooh. That one slaps. Yeah. I fly United, so I wish.
I remember.
Delta, what do you guys think? What's like the best?
You know,
Delta.
One time I almost got kicked off.
Delta,
United,
hands
right?
down.
You know, one time I almost got put on the no-fly list.
Oh. Because
United,
of the Wava.
I actually hate United.
Because of the Wava.
Wait, no, so I actually hate United, but like, they saved my ass one time, so respect. Not admitting to anything, but I was.
This is a story that didn't actually happen.
Yeah, this is a
comedy purposes only.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly, for comedic purposes, I may or may not have been in the bathroom and was listening. It was the day Snoop Dogg bought back on Death Row Records.
Okay.
And I completely forget I'm on a plane and I'm listening to it. I'm listening to his song and I'm just like blowing out after a riff. Listening to the song, and I take out my AirPod, and I just hear, and I look up, and there's a strobe light going above me, and there's like banging on the door. Oh. They rip the door open. It's like these two 20-year-old flight attendants. One woman's literally has like an iPad and is like hitting buttons, like clearing the alarm. She's on the phone with the captain. The other guy is like pressing the shit out of me. He's like, "Where are you vaping? Where are you vaping? Admit it. Where are you vaping?" Like 6 months earlier, I was on a flight, randomly sat next to a Southwest flight attendant. Who may or may not have seen me vape, and was like, "Oh, if you ever do that, and they ask you, say yes, because if you say no, that means the plane's broken, the smoke alarms don't work, and they have to land the plane." So I said to the guy, I was like, "Yeah," and he was like, "Don't ever do that again. Be smart." Like,
oh.
And the woman cuts him off and goes, "The captain wants to know like what your seat number is, so we can call it in." And I was like, "Oh, I'm going on the no-fly list."
He's like, "It's over for me."
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So I just went, "I don't know." And the guy just looks at me and he goes, "Go back to your seat. Never do that again." And then, like, literally, like, kind of, like, pushed me. Not in an aggressive way. No hate. And, like, pushed me. And I, like, went back to my seat. And I'm sitting next to this girl from Russia who's one of our friends here at Boulder. And she was out with me back in L.A. And she just, like, takes out her headphone and looks at me and goes, "That was you, huh?" And I went, "Yeah." And she goes, "Yeah, I thought so." And
just put her
AirPod back in and just, like, continued reading her book, like, so unfazed. Anyone that knows me knows that, like, that would happen. And then, different story, got my pre-check pulled. Like, 2 years later, they did end up taking it away. Not because of that, because I'm just a jackass. They finally gave it back to me, like, a month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm walking through TSA to come here back to Denver, like 2 weeks ago after we were in the fires for 3 days. And the guy, like, I shoot a lot of film, and film can't get x-rayed. It, like, breaks the film before it's developed. So you hand it to them, and TSA knows, and they just, like, swab it and, like, put it in the machine. And the film I had pulled out of, like, a fridge that burned in my backyard, but the inside didn't. So it was covered in ash, and I didn't even think about it. And he, like, swabs it and, like, swabs me for some reason. And, like, puts it in the machine. I'm, like, talking to the guy. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, this is my first flight with pre-check back. Like, this shit's awesome. My shoes are still on my feet." And as I'm saying that, like, I see the TV or the little screen light up red. And it's be like, "Error code." And it just, like, starts, like, spitting out so many numbers. And the guy literally looks at me and, like, looks back at the thing. And, like, he'd probably never have seen that before. And just goes, "Step away from the bag. Hands in the air." And I literally, like, so I'm standing in LAX literally like this, like, my back against a wall. They're all coming, like, this, like, two other TSA agents come, and they, like, start going through my bag, start, like, swabbing my hands, this and that. And the woman pulls out this thing of Polaroid film and was like, "Can I open this?" And I was like, "No." And she's like, "Yeah," and they all stop.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but they all stop moving because I don't think they expected someone to be like, "No." And they all, like, looked at me and they're like, "What?" And I was like, "Yeah, no, you can't open that." And they're like, "Excuse me?" And I was like, "It's Polaroid film. Like, you'll break it if you open it." And then she's like, "Why can't we open it? Why can't we open it?" And they all started pressing me. And eventually I was like, "All right, fine. Like, you throw it away if you open it." Because I was like, "I just want to keep my pre-check. I just want to keep my pre-check." I was like, I was like, "You guys can take anything you want. But, like, just let me keep my pre-check." And eventually some guy, like, the main TSA agent gets called in, like, comes over and was like, "That's Polaroid film. Like, you can't open it. It would break the film." And I was like, "Thank you. God. That's what I was saying." And then explained film to the agents. And then was like, "What's the issue?" And the guy was like, "He set off all these alarms and he smells like smoke." And the main agent was like, "Yeah, I mean, there's literally a wildfire." Like,
dude, I swear TSA agents are just bots. They just, like, are paid
they're
to
not real.
Be assholes. At 7 a.m. Yeah,
the
no
main
reason.
Agent and I are literally just, like, the only ones in this entire, like, kerfuffle standing there speechless. Like, "What do you mean I smell like smoke? Like, Yeah, of course I smell
shit.
Like
shit. There's a fucking fire going
and
on.
He literally just like hands me my stuff back. He's like, catch your flight. Like, have fun. Hey, have fun back at school. And just like walked away. And then I texted in the group chat because the guys that were in the fire had a group chat called Last Responders. And I was just like, don't go through TSA. Like, I just got detained for smelling like smoke.
No fucking way, bro.
Yeah, yeah. Not dope.
You're fucking... You
oh, and both my checked bags came back with, like, totally searched through, and they had, like, the note that was, like, due to, like, prior suspicion. We, like, searched your bags. And there was, like, a note that was, like, this wasn't random.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Jesus, Emmett.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
I forget they can search the bags you put under the plane sometimes. Mm-hmm. I be forgetting about that.
What are you putting some shit you shouldn't do?
Nah, it was just like, it was a Hawaii trip that we had took, me and some friends, and we like went down to Hawaii, and then there was this like specific liquor from Hawaii that I bought, and like we didn't finish the bottle, so I put it in my suitcase, and I just like put a bunch of clothes under it, but I'm like, I feel like when they check your bag, they'd definitely be tossing your, like they'd be like just rummaging through it, so like sometimes I'm like, ah, I got lucky with that one.
Yeah.
Because if they would have went through that. I don't know. Is there, like, a rule against bringing alcohol back?
I feel like you got to...
If you're in the U.S., but you do what you want.
Yeah, because Hawaii, it was Hawaii, so it wasn't, like,
yeah, I feel like that has to be okay, especially in a checked bag. I feel like if you brought it in your... On the plane, they would not be down with that because they don't want someone just like swigging on the plane.
Bro, yeah. But this she made me take out my dragon fruit. I remember that shit. I remember that. I had bought like some dragon fruits from Hawaii, bro. And she was like, yeah, you can't take those. And I was mad because I didn't cut mine up. But my homegirl cut hers up and just like, that's how she stored them. She cut them up, put them in Ziploc, stored them that way.
And they
way.
Were fine with that?
Yeah. And like, they were cool with that.
I feel like that's more sauce than just
what?
Fruit.
I'm thinking, right? And I was just like, yeah, this lady just, she hating. Like, she was a hater. I'm like, this is really at random. Like, it really depends on the mood that they are in. If they're in a bad mood, they can make your day turn to shit so quickly. Because they have too much power, in my opinion.
I remember, like, 3 weeks ago, after Christmas, I went to New Orleans with my family because a lot of them are from there. And me and my brother both got, because I was in a gnarly car accident this past... I was in a...
That was
such a funny noise. I was in this gnarly car accident this past summer, and so one of my aunts gifted me like a window breaker mixed with like a seatbelt cutter. It's like one tool, but I was like, "There's no way this is getting on the plane." It has like a knife and it's a hammer, and it's like, I'm not bringing this on the plane. But my parents are like, "Just try." I'm like, "Okay, whatever." I have a bunch of wax pens on my bag too, so I'd rather not get my bag pulled, but sure. So both me and my brother got one. Both of us go through. My bag gets pulled and gets taken, and his gets through. What? How is TSA like? TSA is so inconsistent.
Real question, would you rather the TSA, okay, 7 in the morning flight, you're like, they're at 6:30, you're rushing through the airport. Would you rather the TSA agent that's like an absolute dick but is like hella efficient, running it like a Nazi? Or would you rather the TSA agent that's hella chill but thinks it's like stand up? You know what I'm talking about? The TSA agent
messing with you?
The guy who thinks he's hilarious?
Yeah, no.
I'm taking the ass.
At 6:30? Yeah, no. I'd rather just like...
I'm not taking a fucking knock-knock joke.
You'd rather get yelled at than some guy trying to...
Because if I'm catching a flight that early, I usually try to like stay up throughout the night. So then like I'll just fall asleep as soon as I get on the plane, and then I'm knocked out for the whole flight. So I don't want to talk to nobody. So if you're making jokes and shit, I will crash out.
I almost appreciate that efficiency. I'm almost like, yep.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I think everything that's in place in TSA is like in response to something that happened.
Yeah.
Like the shoes. Oh my gosh. You have to take your shoes off because one guy tried to light his shoe on fire on a fucking plane years ago. Dude.
Have you ever got too fucked up before a flight?
Oh,
yes.
Where they, like, questioned you ever getting on the flight?
Somehow, like, schemed my way into the Delta lounge going to go see Kodak in Rochester. And I'm in the lounge, and they had, like, the bar, and it's free drinks, and they're all glass, like, cups. And then they had, like, a to-go Starbucks that was free. And I saw my flight was in, like, 5 minutes. And I literally, like, took the Starbucks cup, walk up to the bartender, and was like, we'll pay you $5. She's like, it's free. I'm like, I will pay you $5 if you fill up this cup with gin, and I'll just get tonic for free on the plane. Because, like, that's a free drink. And she was like, I'll lose my job. And I was like, no one's looking. I pressed her so hard. I absolutely pressured the shit out of her. If you're watching this, you are a fantastic person. You ruined my week. And so I had this cup, a Starbucks cup full of gin with a little, like, coffee lid on it. I even put, like, a little heat ring around it to pretend I'm walking around with coffee. At, like, super, super late at
like
night.
Like a real pro alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And I, like, the, like, little train to get across LGA and, like, somehow was delayed, took so long, I just started drinking this gin. Oh, so geez. The cup was straight basically up. Gone by the time I basically just drank a cup of gin.
Oh, God.
Because she gave me a bunch of, like, limes, too, for some reason, so I just had, like, a pocket full of limes. So I'm just, like, basically taking, like, gin swigs and just, like, chasing and, like, tossing my lime every time I pass a trash can. So I'm so fucked up getting on this flight. The flight attendant literally comes out to me and goes, are you good to fly? And I was like, what do you mean? I love planes. Like, I think that response by herself, but she was like, I'm sure you do, buddy.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
that's
sweet.
That's hilarious.
They just, like, they didn't really interact with me for the rest of that plane. Yeah, they were, like, taking drink orders. They're just like, we'll bring you water.
You're cut off.
Yeah. Actually, when I saw you guys in LA, or in Santa Barbara when you guys came down, actually, it might have been another, it was with Charles, actually, it was before that. We drank a shit ton the night before, and I think I had food poisoning, because normally I don't get this hungover, but we had, like, a 10 a.m. flight. I only had to wake up at, like, 8. And we got home at, like, 2. So, like, it reasonably not smart, but, like, I've done worse. I wake up, I'm like, I'm fine. And then as soon as I start eating, I'm fucked, you know?
Yep.
You can't hold anything back. So before we even leave, I'm puking. I'm like, oh, this is about to be the worst day ever.
Oh, God.
I have window seat. So it's like, also, I make sure I get aisle seat just because I have the smallest bladder. And, like, I hate sitting down. So I have to get up. I'll walk up and down. I'll chat with the flight attendants in the back, look out the windows and shit. Can't sit down for that long. So I was in aisle, and I had to throw up, like, 6 times. First time made it. Second time maybe didn't. Had to use my barf bag. So that ran out. And then I had to use my buddy's barf bag. That ran out. Poor woman on the end who's, like, 87. She's been watching this whole thing, the whole flight. She just takes it out of her thing and just hands it to me and goes, please go in here. and then, yeah, I got off and I apologized to her, the flight attendants.
Dude, you know what sounds worse than being hungover is we saw this happen to a guy on a plane we were on. Greening out on a plane.
We saw
a kid do this while we were on. It was that same flight you were talking about.
That was
the worst
flight ever.
Dude, greening out opposed to being, like, hungover is so much worse. Because, like, you throw up when you're hungover and then it feels better. Greening out, you feel worse.
You feel like you got, like, drugged.
You're
like, this is the worst feeling ever.
That's kind of what it feels like to green out.
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what that's like.
I've greened out one time, and it's because I had this bong that was shaped like a 50-cal bullet, and there's, like, BS about, like, it was, like, less air or something, so you got, like, more fucked up, and I just sat in my backyard and was, like, kind of, I was, like, I'm curious how high I could get. So I was, like, I got to a stage where I was, like, I'm too high, thought to myself, like, all right, like, I'm done, and I literally was just, like, yeah, I could take one more. The second that THC hits my bloodstream, I remember literally lighting the bowl, being like, word, turning around and just yakking everything. Dude. And I really just, like, sat on the ground for a second and was like, yeah, okay, not happy with myself there. Only time I've ever greened out.
I don't think I've ever, like, properly greened out. I've never thrown up from, like, being too high. But the closest I've ever gotten was one time I had the flu. This was, like, a year ago, and I was in my apartment, and I was just like, I feel like crap. I can't sleep. I should just eat a shit ton of edibles, and then I'll pass out no matter what. So you know those wild gummies, the little, like, white package with all the fruit on the outside? Yeah, they're, like, the best edibles out there. I literally just ate the whole pack. Yeah.
That's 100 milligrams.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I've done more than 100 milligrams before of other stuff, but, like, people are not, different brands are not always 100% accurate. So I ate those, and then next thing I knew, like, 2 hours later, I was butt ass naked in my apartment, like freaking the fuck out, sweating my ass off. I ripped all my clothes off because I was like sweating because I was like the flu mixed with me getting way too fucking hot. And then I was freaking out because I was overheating. I thought I was about to throw up. And somehow, like, my kitchen table was the coldest thing I could find. And I just crawled onto it, butt-ass naked, and then woke up, like, 3 hours later. And I was naked totally fine.
Yeah. Worst holy edible shit. Plane story I ever had was my brother's 4 years older than me. So he was going to his third year at Miami. So this was, I don't know what, like, I was in 11th grade. And my brother, my dad, and I all, like, get on a plane. It's a red eye from L.A. to Miami. I'm like, fuck this. I always have trouble sleeping on a plane, so I take, like, a shit ton of edibles. And I wake up. It's, like, 3 in the morning. And I look to my left, and there's a cat literally just walking down the aisle. Like, the biggest, furriest tail. And I'm like, oh, damn. Like, I'm really fucked up.
I was like, I'm tripping.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like, I'm really, really fucked up. Like, holy shit. I don't usually get this fucked up. And then I look, like, not just, like, my left, but, like, one row behind me. And this woman looks so scared. Everyone's passed out. It's, like, literally 3 in the morning, right? There's, like, no lights on the plane. Yeah. This woman looks, like, so scared. And next to her is a cage that's open, and she looks like she just woke up, and she goes, have you seen my cat? And I was like, yeah, like, I just saw it go up to first class. So I get up, and I was like, I'll help you. And I'm, again, so fucked up. And I'm, so I, like, literally am walking down this plane on, you know, now it's, like, 3:30. I'm like, here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, kitty. And the flight attendant was like, sir, like, you can't come up into first. Yeah, I'm in the back of the plane in economy. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm here to deal with the lost cat. And she goes, oh, thank God. So now,
like, we were wondering.
Yeah, so now,
it was in 2A.
So now her and I are walking, like, around through first class, being like, here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, like, try not to wake up anyone. In the plane, the cat's just, like, asleep, like, between someone's legs, who's dead asleep. So we're like, excuse me, like, will you hand us the cat between your legs? And this woman's like, whoa, like, what the fuck? And I was like, is it okay if I grab it? And she's like, yeah, yeah. She was just, like, so half asleep, she couldn't even do it herself. And I leaned down to grab it, and I pick it up, and I, like, put it on my shoulder. And so we start walking back. I'm holding this absolutely fucking massive cat. And all of a sudden, like, halfway through, it just loses it and goes, it starts, like, scratching on my back. And for whatever reason, I'm, like, I try to take it off me and, like, Simba it. But it was, like, too clawed into my shirt. Shit. So I basically just, like, squeezed it into my shoulder. And it was, like, all right, so all it can reach is this, like, one scratch path it's, like, already making. And I walking down the aisle, I see my brother, like, wake up and just, like, start laughing at me because I, you know, think he figured it out. And the best is, like, 3 rows in front of her is my dad, who's so passed out in the aisle seat. And I think I, like, accidentally trip over his foot or something. Because he, like, kind of looks up at me, like, half asleep. And he's like, what? Like, what am I looking at? And just falls back asleep instantly. Eventually, we get this woman, her cat, back. The flight attendants bring me free drinks. And they're like, thank you so much. I'm like, I'm literally, like, 16. Like, don't bring me drinks. Like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm all good. And we get off the plane. And we're on, like, the Miami plane train to go get, like, our rental car. And my dad was like, guys, like, was I really tired, or, like, did I see you, like, walking up and down the plane with a cat? And my brother and I, just for shits, were like, dude, what kind of dreams are you having? So, Dad, if you're watching this, we've been gaslighting you for, like, legitimately 7 years. It's like, I'm running bit that you never saw me holding a cat.
So
and
fun.
The truth is, you actually did see me get attacked on a red eye by a random cat.
Holy
and I
shit.
Was absolutely stoned out of my mind. I'm shocked there's not, like, a lost animal protocol on a plane. Because I'm not going to lie, the flight attendants, like, clearly knew about it, were not reacting.
They could just care less.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when you said you, like, started spazzing out, I thought he was going to start running on, like, people's heads. Like,
oh, my God.
Through
no.
the fucking
like, that's what I thought. We thought it was going to, like, dart away.
Yeah.
So that's why I was, like, pressing it into
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
Because I was like, all right, like, at least we're not going to, like, let you go again. Because that would just cause a massive
and
issue.
And this fucking woman.
Bro, I'd be asking for a free flight if I woke up to a cat right in the car.
Because imagine, like, someone's allergic to cats, and then...
Oh, yeah, I would need a free flight, for sure.
All right, I think it's time
Y'all for do a blinker challenge?
For can you blinker the wobble?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. But I end my day before it even starts.
Bro looked at the time. He was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. All right, this is the end of my Sunday.
Yeah. Oh.
You want to go first?
So, yeah. For anyone that's not watching or someone, anyone that is watching and doesn't know, a blinker is at the end of a certain time period, your pen gives out. So a usual pen only goes about 10 seconds and goes, hey, you don't need to be getting any higher than this. Any longer and it would be a little unhealthy. We have some special temperature regulation that lets us get even hotter, even quicker, and for a longer time. So we have a 15-second long blinker time. Most people will not make a blinker. I mean, will make 15 seconds. I am the head of the company. I've worked here for 3 years. I still cannot hit a blinker. I think I'll make it about 8 seconds, maybe. I've only seen like 3 or 4 people hit a blinker. Half the time it's this kid doing doubles and it makes no sense for me.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
So this is the Wava Lab Blinker Challenge, which as we said earlier, if you do a blinker on a Wava Labs pen and you send it to help at wavalabs.com, UAVALABS.com, we will send you a box of merchandise for free. Stickers, some wristbands, we'll do some fun stuff in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So let's try a Wava Blinker Challenge and let's see if either of you two deserve any Wava merch.
Oh, God.
Oh, hell no. Nah. I got to bro. I believe in y'all. I do that. I ain't leaving the studio.
I'll try.
Do we want to start with Josh or Jackson?
No,
do you
let's show Jackson. Can show us how it's done.
Do you want me to go
and
first?
And then for the audio listeners, we'll just
want.
Give you a count of where they're at with the pin.
See if I can find a pen in my pocket.
Let's do green mode so we don't burn any carts to death.
So here, I can go first so you can see what a fucked up blinker looks like. Okay, are you ready? We're going to do green, so the lowest setting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. All right.
Green. All right. Give me a countdown.
All right. Three, two, one. Come on.
Oh, so close. You almost had it.
So close.
There was literally a second.
Bro, and I double tapped, so you definitely were like only 30 seconds off.
Dude,
you were only 30 seconds off on that. Like, that's crazy.
So close.
That's a different ball game, dude.
I don't think I'll be able to get that far, but
I'll try the same.
13-77.
Oh my god!
Holy shit!
Oh my god! All right,
ready?
Oh god!
Countdown: 3, 2, 1.
Oh, this is light work.
Yeah.
If he doesn't make it, we're never going to hear from him again. He's just going to disappear.
Holy shit.
Blinks out.
15 seconds.
Come on. You want another? I'll do a second one.
Let's crank up the heat.
Jesus Christ.
Back to back blinkers.
15 seconds.
There goes the Sunday, folks.
Yeah, he's about
to be Jesus.
Cooked. Whoa. Oh my god, dude.
That's the
I could run back. I think I might be able
to. Dude, I think you got it, bro.
Yo, no way they just went for it.
You were 1 second off.
Yeah, literally.
If I can do a double, you can do a six.
Ready?
Let's see it.
Give me a little countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Well, that was Can You Blinker That Wava, sponsored by Wava Labs.
Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
This will be our first podcast on the G&J Real Talk Podcast website. It'll be coming out.
This will be the first episode.
Episode 1.
Coming out Wednesday of this upcoming week.
Mm-hmm.
And
so, set a calendar date.
Yeah, on all platforms, YouTube, not Instagram, what the hell? YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music.
Yeah, and then we post clips almost daily on our Instagram and TikTok. So go ahead, it's just G&J at Real Talk Podcast. And follow these guys, because you guys are witnessing history right here, literally.
At wava.labs, follow us on Instagram. Check us out at wavalabs.com.
And send us your best blinker video.
Yeah. Some free merch. See if you can fucking handle
it. Yeah, see if you can take a 15-second blinker.
See if you can do better than me.
All right, well,
All right.
All right, yeah.
This was the G&J podcast.
This is the podcast. Have a good one, man.
We're out.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching Princeton Team Media. This has been the G&J Real Talk.
Like, comment, subscribe, and share with your friends.
And we'll see you on the next one.
We out.